Good afternoon. Very warm and increasingly more humid air will be in place from the south today across interior New York and New England. At the same time, a cold front is sliding in our direction from southern Canada. The two will meet up to produce mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily across the northern third of New York and Vermont today. While a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible along I-90, otherwise we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and high temperatures in these locations will be in the lower to middle 80s. Highs will reach into the middle and upper 80s, perhaps even near 90 south of I-90, and it looks like we do run the risk of a couple of widely scattered showers or thunderstorms, but this is the area that looks like it will stay dry throughout the afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, that cold front will continue to slide through the region. Skies will be mostly cloudy and we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region. Temperatures will go down into the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. With the front mainly off to our south tomorrow, an easterly wind will keep cooler air in place and most everyone will stay in the 60s and lower 70s. Skies will be mostly cloudy with the maritime influence off the Atlantic Ocean, and we do run the risk of a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm across southern parts of New York and New England. The front will work its way back to the north, but a wave of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will head in our direction on Monday for Memorial Day. This will keep at least the small risk of a few showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the holiday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will push back into the mid-70s. At this point, a big ridge of high pressure will take over for the middle of next week. Skies will be mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s on Thursday. The next system will head in our direction with the chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories on subtropical storm Alberto, which is located in the southern Gulf of Mexico, about 120 miles east-northeast of Cozumel, Mexico, and 70 miles south of the western tip of Cuba. Alberto is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour. A northward or north-northeastward motion is expected today, followed by a turn to the northwest tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Alberto is expected to move near the western tip of Cuba today, track across the eastern Gulf of Mexico tonight through Monday, and approach the northern Gulf Coast Monday night, where tropical storm watches are in effect. Alberto has maximum sustained winds near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast until the system reaches the northern Gulf Coast. While the track of the storm center will be to the west, copious amounts of moisture from Alberto will be pulled across Florida and the eastern and central Gulf Coast. Showers and thunderstorms will develop and expand across most of Florida and the southeast this afternoon. In addition, showers and thunderstorms will extend northward from the central Appalachians and into the mid-Atlantic. As Alberto moves closer to the Gulf Coast on Sunday, rain will continue throughout Florida into coastal Mississippi. By Monday morning, an axis of heavier rainfall is expected along the South Carolina coast. Flash flooding is a threat for most of the southeast with this system this weekend, with a moderate risk of flash flooding possible in southernmost Mississippi and Alabama and the western Florida panhandle. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or storm, upper 80s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 50. The record high, 94, set in 2010 and in 1914, and the record low, 38, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m., sunset this evening 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs from the mid-70s to lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible today with highs around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, near 70 on Sunday, mid-70s Monday. Mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Thursday, and mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.